Does Chazara say Chanishu Bechai Chazara Shag when a Ram Yehudim says Zvachim Daf Tzadik Aleph? We're trying to answer the question which takes precedence, something that's Tadr, something that's more Kaddish. Mura says maybe we can answer from a Brisa which says that when we say Kiddush, the Bracha on the wine comes before the Bracha on Shabbos because the Bracha on the wine is more Tadr. Now this is so even though the Bracha of Shabbos is more Kaddish and it's made in honor of Shabbos. Mura said not. Well, even the Bracha made on wine when it's made on Shabbos has a higher level of Kedusha because of Shabbos. Therefore, they're considered to be on the same level of Kedusha, and then therefore we give precedence to the Tadr. Fact, maybe we can answer from the ruling of Rabbi Yechon that says that if it's time to daven mincha and a person has not yet daven musaf, he should first daven mincha and then musaf because mincha is more tadir. Now this is so even though musaf is more kaddish because it's daven in honor of Shabbos. The Gemara says again, no, similar. Even the tefillah of mincha, which daven on Shabbos, has a higher level of kedusha because of Shabbos. Therefore, they're considered to be on the same level of kedusha, and therefore, of course, we follow the tadir. Mar tries again. Maybe we can answer from our mission. The mission said, between a shlom of yesterday and a chatas of asham of today, the shlom of yesterday comes first. This implies that the shlom of if the shlom was also of today, the chatas or asham would come first. This is so even though a shlom is more tadir, because there are more shlom offered than chatayis and ashamis, we see that kedusha is more important than tadir. Rava said, this is not what's meant by tadir. When we discuss tadir, it's referring to something that's obligated to be brought with more frequency than something else. A shlom is brought more often, but not as an obligation. This is referred to as matzui, not tadir. With regard to matzui, we know that kedusha will come first. Our question is regarding something that's tadir. Second, Rav Huna bar Yehuda asked Rava, a braisa refers to mila as tadir, even though it's not something that's done at regular intervals and it's just more commonly done. We see that this is considered to be more tadir and not just matzui. Everything more, the braisa refers to mila as tadir because we're commanded regarding it so many times. We can also answer that when mila is compared to Karpan Pesach, which is the subject of that braisa, is considered to be tadir. What would be if we have something that's tadir and something that's not, and the thing that's not tadir was shechted first? Would we say that since it was already shechted, we should go ahead and offer it first? Or do we say that we give the blood to someone to stir, and we go ahead and we shecht the more tadirdik carbon, then come back and offer it, and then go back to the not tadir? So, and for the Gemara, Huna of Sura said, our Mishnah says, if there's a shlom of yesterday and a chatas of asham of today, the shlom of yesterday comes first. Presumably the case is, where the shlom was shechted first, although we should have shechted the chatas of asham first. And because it waited since yesterday to be shechted, once it was shechted, we go ahead and we offer it before we even shecht the chatas of asham. Now in a similar case, but where the shlom was of today, which would be where the shlom was shechted first, even though it should not have been done, the Mishnah implies that we would offer the chatas or asham first. We see that we would allow the blood of the less kodesh shlomim to be stirred while we shecht and offer the chatas or asham. The Gemara says, not a good proof. The Mishnah may be referring to a case where the shlom was shechted first, but the chatas or asham was then shechted as well. We have now have the blood of each in front of us. It's this case that we say that the shlom from yesterday we would offer it first, which would imply that if the shlom was from today, we would not offer it first. However, in a case where the shlom was shechted, but the chatas or asham was still alive, we still have the question whether we would offer the shlom blood or would we wait? Then go ahead and shecht the chatas and asham, offer the chatas or asham, then come back and offer the shlom. Maybe we can answer from a braisa which says that when reciting Kiddush, the bracha on the wine comes before the bracha on Shabbos because the bracha on wine is more tadir. Now, the bracha for the Shabbos is obligated to be made before the wine is even brought to the table. This is similar to a case which is less tadir, where the less tadir was shechted before tadir, and yet the braisa says we give precedence to the more tadir. Mar says no, this is different. Since the wine is there when he's ready to make the bracha on the Shabbos, it's considered to be a case where they're both already shechted there. In fact, maybe we can answer from the ruling of Rabbi Yechon that says that if it's time daven mincha and a person has not yet daven musaf, first daven mincha, then musaf could mincha more tadir. This is so even though the time for davening musaf arrived first, yet we say the tadir comes and takes precedence. And tomorrow here also, so once the time for mincha arrived, it's like both of them are there shechted, so to say, ready to go. Therefore, of course, we follow the tadir. Maybe we can answer from a mission which says that if the Pesach was shechted before the afternoon Tamid, it's kosher. But the blood of the Pesach should be stirred until the Tamid is shechted and offered, and then the blood of the Pesach is offered. This seems to answer our question. The case of the mission may be where he went ahead and shechted the Tamid, and therefore he has the blood of the Pesach and the Tamid waiting to be offered. It's only over there in that case where the blood of the Pesach would wait until after the blood of the Tamid was offered. In fact, Rabbi Acha Saba showed how the words of the mission suggest that this is the case that the mission is talking about. The mission then said, this is based on the pasuk of the Moshcha, which teaches that Kahanim are given the meat for greatness to eat like the kings that eat their meat, which means in the tastiest of ways. Zok, the next mission of Shimon said, if you see oil being given out to the Kahanim Dazara, you don't have to ask what this oil is. It has to be either the leftover of the Rekike Menachas of Yisraelim or the leftover of the lug of oil of a Mitzvah. If you see oil being put onto the fire in Mizbeach, you don't have to ask what it is. It has to be the leftover of the Rekike Menachas of Kahanim, or the leftover of the mincha of the Kohen Gadol. It can't be an adava of oil because you're not allowed to give an adava of oil as a carbon. Reb Tarfon says you are allowed to donate oil as a carbon. Zaktimar Shmuel said, according to Reb Tarfon, when someone makes an adava of oil as a carbon, the Kohen has to take a koimitz for the mizbeach, and the rest is eaten. This is based on the pasuk of carbon mincha. The word carbon is extra, which teaches that one may give an adava of oil as a carbon, but then it's treated like a mincha. Koimitz is removed from the mizbeach, and the remainder is eaten by the kahanim. Reb Zera said, we can prove this from our Mishnah as well. The Mishnah said, Reb Shimon said, if you see oil being given out to the Kohanim and the Azar, you don't have to ask what the oil is. It has to either be the leftover of the Kikah Menachis of Yisraelim or the leftover of the Lug oil of Mitzrayim. And you don't have to think that it's maybe an adava, because one, you're not allowed to give oil as an adava for a carbon. Now, this suggests that according to the view that you're allowed to give oil as an adava, it would be given out to the Kohanim. Abaye said to Rabbi Zera, the next part of the mission said, if you see oil being put onto the fire in the Mizbech, you don't have to ask what the oil is, it must be the leftover of the Kikim Nachas Kehanim or the leftover of the Mincha of the Kohen Gadol. It can't be an adava oil because one may not give an adava of oil as a carbon. This suggests that according to the view that one may give an adava of oil, the offering would be put onto the fire in its entirety. In fact, the first part of the mission is difficult to understand according to Abaye, and the next part is difficult according to Rabbi Zera. According to Rabbi Zera, we can say the first part of the mission deals with the leftover oil, and the second part deals with the claimants. According to Abaye, we will say that in truth, there's no argument regarding the first part of the Mishnah. Even if oil may be given as an adava, it's not given out to the Kahanim. It's only in the second case that there's an argument. The only reason the Mishnah taught the first case is because it wanted to teach the second case, and therefore it taught the complementary case of the first case as well. In fact, there are times that we say that a later part is taught on account of an earlier part that was taught. So how can we say that an earlier part was taught on account of a later part? As more, yeah, we could say that in fact in Eretz Yisrael they would say this sometimes that this was done as well. Vekamar Brisa says, according to Rabbi Kivu, who says that one may make an adava of wine as a carbon, the wine is poured into the bowls, meaning the with an asachim are typically poured. According to Rabbi Tarfon, who says that one may make an adava of oil, the oil is poured onto the fire in the mizbech. Now presumably, just like the wine is poured into the bowls in its entirety, the Brisa is teaching the oil is put onto the fire in its entirety. And this refutes Shmuel and Vekamar. Maybe that the wine is poured in its entirety and the oil is not. We don't have to say that they're done in the same way. The ruling of Shmuel is subject to Machlokes Tanoim. A Mishnah says, if someone donates oil as an offering, he has to donate at least one lug. Rebbe says, it has to be at least three lugs. Rabbanan said to Rapapa, this Machlokes is based on whether we learn through a Hekesh. When we learn from a Hekesh, do we learn just one point from the item is compared to, or do we learn everything from that item? The Rabbanan, meaning the Tanakhama, hold that we learn everything. Therefore, since we learn that one may donate oil from the Pasuk of Mincha, we learn that just like a Mincha must have one lug of oil, a donated oil offering must also have one lug. Presumably, they would then also learn that just like a mincha has a koimitz removed from the mizbeach and the remainder is given to Kohanim, the same would be for the oil offering. Rebbe says that we only learn one point from mincha, that oil can be donated as an offering. However, with regard to the amount, we say oil must be like all other wine nesachim, since they're both liquids. I mean, it has to be three lugam. And further, just like wine nesachim are poured in their entirety into the bowls, into the shisim, so too the oil would be poured in its entirety onto the fire. Papa said to Abaya, that's not the base of machalikas. Everyone would agree that we learn out from the thing that it's compared to. Not everything from the thing it's compared to. Machlokes is based on from where we learn that a person may donate an oil offering. The Rabbanan say we learn from Mincha, and Rebbe learns from the word Ezrach written regarding the wine of Sachem. Zachemar Rav Huna, the son of Rav Nosson, Ezra Papa, how can you say that Rebbe learns from Ezrach? A bright says the Pasuk says, Korban Mincha, which teaches that one may donate oil as a carbon, and if done, it must be at least three lugam. Now, it's Rebbe who says three lugam, we see he learns it from Mincha. Rav Papa said, if we have this Brisa, then I take back what I said. Zachemar Vaita Shmuel said, if someone donates wine as an offering, he brings it, and the Kohanim sprinkles it onto the fire of Mizbeach. This is based on the pasuk that says, "V'yayin takriv isherech nichoyach la'Hashem." Vekamar can extinguish the fire, which is also to do. Mar says the partial extinguishing is not also. Vekamar of Nachman, the son of Rabbi Bar Avua, said that if a person takes a coal off the mizbech and extinguishes it, he's chayev. We see that even a partial extinguishing is also. And for the more, that's talking about that's the only coal on the mizbech. Another teretz, when extinguishing is done in the performance of a mitzvah, like sprinkling the wine, is not also. Vekamar of Yaakov taught in the Brisa that the koyim may not extinguish the coals in the performance of doing the trumas hadeshen. Mar says because he's able to do it without extinguishing the fire by waiting for it to go down on its own. Therefore, it's also to do it in a way that it's going to extinguish. Fekmar Vaita Bryce says that according to Rabbi Kivu says that one may make an adava of wine as a carbon, the wine is poured into the shisen, not onto the fire, like Shmuel said. Also, another Bryce says the wine in the sukkah must be poured into the shisen and not onto the fire, so as not to extinguish the fire. And Fekmar, the view that it's poured into the bowls follows Rabbi Yehuda, who says that one may not do something that will be also, even if he does so unintentionally, whereas Shmuel follows the view of Rabbi Shimon, who says that something that's done unintentional is mutter. Fekmar, how can we say that Shmuel agrees with Rabbi Shimon? We find that Shmuel does not agree with Rabbi Shimon in a case where there's burning wood in the Rishus HaRabim. Shmuel says one may not put out the flame, although there's a sakana, and it's a malacha shayna tzricha legufa, because he would thereby be oiver in the Sudei Raisa. And for the Gemara, he agrees with Rabbi Shimon that Davar Shayna Meskavin is mutter. He disagrees with Rabbi Shimon with regard to malacha shayna tzricha legufa. Zakhmar Vaiter, Huna said, if the Sachem become Tomei, we can make a separate fire for them in the Azar, and we burn them over there rather than take them out of the Azar to be burned. This is based on the pasuk of Bakoidesh Pa'is Tisarif. Raisa says this as well, and Shmuel held like this as well. Hadnalach Perek Kol HaTadir.